Hello and good afternoon. My name is Tanola Oliver. I am with the Making of the Mogul radio show and magazine. Wanted to touch base with you. I am very excited about an upcoming course that we have entitled Creating and Managing a Household Budget. Wanted to jump on here just for a few moments to explain and talk about the workshop and why I am so excited about bringing this workshop to you. And so for several years, one of my superpowers is the ability to read numbers on financial statements. Not only the ability to read numbers on those financial statements, but to also find opportunities, where those opportunities, lie within the budget and where there's opportunities for growth and expansion. And so while I've been doing that privately for the organizations that I represent and that hire me, in addition to, I've also been doing that for private clients on the real estate side. And so for the first time, I'm actually bringing that skill set to you right into the budget for your household. And so what does that look like? So we have five key takeaways that I posted as I was advertising that particular course. But in a nutshell, what is the course about? It is for every level of understanding of someone who A has already created a household budget, or B, somebody who doesn't know where to start as it relates to a household budget. And so we're taking the advanced person and teaching them how to find opportunities for improvement and expansion and how to tweak things to look for opportunities where there is money that you've left on the table within your household budget that you can be utilizing that money to do something with. You could be utilizing it for some sort of growth. Growth activity, right? And so, and then on the other side of that is for people who say, hey, I know I need to have a budget. I know that my household should be operating on a budget, but I don't necessarily know what to do or how to do it. And so, for the next 5 days, the course is scheduled for May 22nd until May 26th. And I will be facilitating and interacting with you face to face through the platform that I utilize. I'm really excited about it because, again, it's something that I've been doing for a number of years, and I'm excited about teaching that skill set and equipping people with the ability to understand and know what it looks like as it relates to treating your household like a business. Right? Your household is a business entity. And so when we change the mindset as to how we see the ebbs and flows of the household budget, then we have the ability to strategically move forward and create opportunities for the family within the household. And so my name is Tanola Oliver. I am the host of the Making of the Mogul radio show and magazine. I'm really excited about the 5-day challenge from May 22nd to May 26th about creating and managing a household budget. What can I say to prepare you for this intensive, right? Because the 5 days from the 22nd to the 26th, it will not be for the faint at heart. Like it is a 5-day intensive where we're really going to be having some difficult conversations about spending, about budgeting, about life, right? Because a lot of people assume that if your budget does not have an opportunity for you to enjoy life, you don't have a budget, right? That's not a budget. Every budget should have a line item that includes entertainment, right? And I've preached that for many years. Like it is unhealthy for all work and no play. It is extremely unhealthy for all work and no play. And I have been operating a household on budgets since I was 19 years old, right? Because my first opportunity to be self-employed was at 19, when I started working for a salon that was owned by a woman in Dayton, Ohio. And that was my first opportunity to understand what it meant to see the ebbs and flows of running a business. And so I had two budgets. I had one for my business and I had one for my household. Very essential, right? There was not really a line of demarcation between how the budget worked for my business and how the budget worked for my household. Same type of line items, just some small tweaks here and there. But it is so important to understand that you have to leave room for yourself to enjoy life. So if you have a household budget and there's nothing on there that allows you to purchase a pair of shoes or an outfit from time to time to reward yourself for just strategically doing like the small celebrations that you should be able to have. Some people do it on a monthly basis, some people do it on a quarterly basis. We're talking about all of that. So prepare your mind and prepare your heart to see the narrative of what money looks like be changed, right? I'm going to shift your mindset and your paradigm for thinking how money should operate within the household. So you have to be prepared for me to disassemble some of what you've been taught, right? Some of the things that you have been taught about money in a household budget have really have been constraints and kept you from advancing into some of the things that you felt that you wanted to do to pursue your dreams, right? This is what this is about. How do we create opportunities to pursue the dreams and to pursue having a little fun from every now and again? It is really about creating a roadmap for the life that you really want to live versus the life you've forced yourself to live, right? I'm excited about it. 5-day intensive. You really have to be prepared mentally for it because I am going to destroy some of the myths that you've been taught, some of the myths that have been passed down through various platforms and ver and media, right? Because it really has a lot to do with where you are in the walk in the journey for understanding money, what it looks like, how money communicates to you, what you feel is the purpose of money as it relates to your household, right? So I'm super excited about this 5-day intensive. And you out, so I will place the link to register for the intensive. You will walk away with information that is going to not only shift the paradigm for how you see your household budget, but it will also shift the paradigm for how you see yourself in relation to what you do as employment. Because we're about to change the psyche about money, about productivity, and about what we do to maintain enjoyment of life, right? We're going to do that in 5 days, right? 5-day intensive, 5-day challenge, creating and managing a household budget. We're going to have some conversations that most people have not talked about as it relates to household budgets. So this conversation will be very unique and will be customized to the season that we're in as it relates to making financial decisions. And so you'll have the ability to register. I'll place the link to register in the body of the message. And I'm looking forward to connecting with you. Thank you so much to those of you who have been emailing me, those of you that have been responding to the different platforms that my radio show and some of my posts show up on. Thank you for your positive feedback. Thank you for encouraging me to continue what it is I feel that I am equipped to do. Thank you for touching base with me. Thank you for your excitement about the products and services that we offer now through the financial products and services that we now offer through the foundation. I'm excited about that. And just the growth within this sphere of influence. And so, as always, if you need to contact me, you can do that at either Tenola, T-E-N-O-L-A dot Oliver at electleadershipacademy.com. Is it what? Yes. Tenola dot Oliver, T-E-N-O-L-A dot Oliver at electleadershipacademy.com. Or you can just email me at electleadershipacademy@gmail.com. That is to, so what are we doing right now as it relates to the foundation? We are creating opportunities for the exhibition to be viewed on a national level. I'm excited about that. So if you would like to A, purchase, or B, lease some of the art for an exhibition, you can email me as well if you like to book me for the tour. Remember, I created an amazing literary work that is a lived research case study on Curtis 50 Cent Jackson. All good news, right? All good news. Sometimes when people write material about somebody else, that it's usually something that sheds some light on some dark area of their life. No. This is about the media mogul Curtis 50 Cent Jackson and the strategic steps that he took from the perspective of a behavioral scientist to be as successful as he is in today's media world, right? So what that process and that journey looked like from him entering into entertainment as a rapper and then expanding into a media mogul and someone who has a multi-faceted platform, from alcohol to products to services to big screen to television, somebody who's doing it all, and what that process and journey looked like from making that segue from a rapper into a media mogul billionaire, right? And so I conducted a case study for about 2 to 3 years. Out of that case study, I created a literary work that I'm very excited about bringing to the forefront and to the world. And I do have an exhibition that is associated with that literary book, because there was some points when I was attempting to pull that material together that I was stumped. Right. I didn't know because it was very important and essential to me to present the information in a spirit of excellence, so that it didn't have because, you know, people, like, you put information out there and then it's up to people to receive it in the spirit in which you're attempting to communicate the information. So I was so critical of what I was writing, because I wanted to have a better understanding of. While I was looking at the case through the lens and the eyes and perspective of a behavioral scientist, I was also trying to process it as an individual. Like, how would I see it if I was a teenager? How would I see it if I was someone who was working in journalism? How would I see it as a college student? How would I see it as a professional business person who's trying to take my business career to the next level. Like I was using so many filters to process this information through so that it would have the most positive impact on society. And it really is my contribution to the business world as a behavioral scientist to have a better understanding of two worlds that collided, right? A world of urban America and corporate America, and what that looks like when we open up doors and present opportunities to people that come from spaces that we may not be able to relate to, or that we may not have an understanding of, right? What it looks like to present opportunities and to build people who don't necessarily have a relation to the background that we come from, or doesn't necessarily look like us, or doesn't necessarily have the hobbies that we have, or listen to the music that we listen to. What it looks like to open up doors of opportunity for people who are different from us, and what product that produces at a level of diversification, right? How that churns the eco process of the economics of the United States of America, right? When we think and think about all of the economic structures that Curtis 50 Cent Jackson is having an impact on within the United States and on a global level economically, right? Because he was on a global international tour. It is a phenomenal conversation to have at an economic level. And I'm not talking about it so we can look at it on a micro level, right? But I'm talking about a larger conversation and what that looks like on a macro level. And so I'm expanding that research. I'm excited about having that conversation as well. And so my name is Tanola Oliver. Thank you so much for joining this edition of The Making of the Mogul Radio Show and Magazine. I'm looking forward to connecting with you and continuing to be a conduit of information. Hurry up and register for the 5-day intensive. We still have a number of seats. However, based on how I want to interact on an intimate level with the attendees, the seating will be limited. Okay. I've already offered my email addresses. Feel free to reach out to me there. The link to process the course will also be included in the body of this particular message. Stay connected. Looking forward to working with you. And until we see each other again, live in the overflow. Peace. Utilizing a budget is the beginning of knowledge for increasing income. Hello, my name is Tanola Oliver. I am the COO of Elect Leadership Academy. I am also the host of the Making of the Mogul radio show and magazine. I am pleased to present with the LA Foundation a 5-day work intensive on household budgeting. This course is for the advanced and for the beginner. Key takeaways include budgeting for travel and entertainment, learning budgeting tactics to save, creating a plan that's easy to follow, knowing when to adjust budgets, and 5, really, what is the intentionality for creating budgets? My purpose and what I do best is reading budgeting statements and creating budgets. I've been doing it for several years for major corporations and organizations. I am bringing this particular skill set to your household to teach you how to look for opportunities where you're leaving money on the table for your household. You could be utilizing that money to save, or you could be utilizing that money to pursue your dreams. I'm excited about interacting with you in this particular 5-day intensive workshop. And I'm also excited about helping you create opportunities for advancing your household budget and creating opportunities for income. Again, my name is Tanola Oliver. I am with the ELA Foundation. Look for the link to register, and I'll see you soon. Live in the overflow. Peace.